Hello, everybody. It's me, Lupin. Who else would it be for my AMA? It's my AMA! I haven't done one in like 2 years, I think. So I figured, hey, why the heck not do another one, right? Let's see what your guys' burning pertinent questions are and why you haven't gone to the doctor for them. That wasn't even funny. Why did I even say that? You don't listen to me for my jokes. Thank God, no one would listen to me ever. So, we have like 80 something questions. So we'll go through them real quick. I haven't looked at every question. I've kind of skimmed through to kind of make sure there was nothing inappropriate. I did find a bunch of memes and people being very wholesome and being like, hey, you're awesome, which I appreciate so much, but I'm going to skip. I've read them, but I'm just going to skip them. I'm not going to like read them out because you guys don't need to hear me getting praise. You don't need to just hear people going like, I love you. Cause like, duh, of course you do. You're listening to this. but let's go ahead and start off the first, like, wait, is that twice? No. Okay. There we go. Let's see. Yeah. The first like two were nice ones. So the first real question is, have you come across any nice, wow, I can't even talk. Have you come across any not so nice or cool writers, or performers? So I'm just assuming, like just some not so savory people. Yeah, of course I have. While I love the GWA community, it's not special. You know, it's not different than any other community in that there are people who are amazing and talented and, you know, promote a healthy space. And there are also people who promote a negative space, or maybe just have, you know, different things about them that maybe aren't so savory or don't vibe with me. You know, maybe they're awesome in their own right, but we just don't get along. You know, I've definitely come across that. I've been in this for almost 5 years. So, you know, there's tons and tons of people who are in this for different things. And I've come across a few of them, but I will say the overwhelming amount of people have been amazing. I haven't like had any drama with anyone, if that's what you mean. I haven't had any drama or anything like that, really. How is your day? My day's pretty good. Thank you so much for asking. I hope your day's good. What's something you learned about yourself through doing audio work? Gosh, there's lots of things. I mean, it's been 5 years, guys. Almost 5 years. That wasn't exactly 5 years. But it's been almost 5 years. So I've learned a lot of things. I guess that I have, this is a new avenue for my creativity. A lot of you guys know, if you've been around for a while, that I went to college for creative writing and English studies. And so, I always had that creative aspect, but I never realized I could translate it into this kind of avenue. And so that's, you know, that's kind of what I've learned, is just that my creativity wasn't just limited to writing. I mean, I don't really write that much anymore. I do a lot of improv work, but I don't actually sit down and write anymore very often because I just don't really have the time. I was always, this is off topic, but I was always a very slow writer, because I can only really write when I have inspiration. And I'm a perfectionist when I write. If anything, like, my professors hated me during my courses because they would want to see first drafts, second drafts, third drafts, final drafts. And I just write the final draft through the first time. Like, I just can't do first drafts. I just, my brain doesn't work that way. I will re-edit a sentence 30 times, to get it correct, but I can't just leave the sentence fucked up and redo it later. I just can't do it. So just because of my own failures in that aspect, I hardly write anymore because I don't have the time. to sit through my own bullshit. So that would kind of be the what I've learned, I guess. What's a good way to be more confident behind the mic? People aren't judging you as much as you're thinking. I mean, I think that would be the biggest thing to realize is that if someone's sitting there listening to your audio, they're not critiquing every time you're, you know, every time your voice cracks or every time that you maybe, you know, don't say something in the most perfect way. They're not going to sit there and critique everything. We do, of course, we do, because that's our, you know, our passion, our hobby, our job, whatever, you know, it is for you. We sit there and judge ourselves and we sit there and, you know, maybe you notice about another performer, but we're not judging each other. We shouldn't be, because everyone's fucking done it. We're all learning. Everyone, whether you've been doing this 6 months or whether you've been doing it 10 years, we're all still learning and perfecting. So, just realize that you are at the stage you are at now. People are listening to you and they're enjoying it. Even if you're not perfect, they're enjoying it. So just, you know, take what is uniquely yours that no one else can copy and, you know, do it. And you're awesome. Oh, another nice one. Okay. There we go. Here's a question. When choosing a script, what helps you decide? Something that turns you on? Something that you think would turn other people on? A mix? That's a good question. There are a lot of things that, you know, direct me to what I want to do. I mean, of course, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to drink more than I thought I did. My throat's already dry and we're like 8 questions in. Of course, like things like title and tag, those are always going to pique my interest first. So I'm going to look, if it has an interesting title or an interesting tag, that's automatically going to get my attention. But also, you know, the structure of the script, if there's no formatting at all, I will not record it. Period. For me personally. This is for me personally. If there's no formatting in the script, I won't record it. Not because it's a bad script. It could be the best script in the world, but I am not going to sit and spend 30 minutes going through the script and reformatting it so that I can read it easily. So formatting, ease of understanding. If it's like a super complex script, not like in the theme, but like if it's a super complex script, in like understanding in how it's worded and stuff, it's really wordy or, super flowery. For me personally, I don't really like recording like really flowery worded scripts usually. Like if they're just really poetic kind of, I typically won't record them. But that's me. Tons of people love those. That one's very specific to just me. But that's kind of the big things. I'm trying to think of anything else specific. I'm trying not to just brush it off, but, and give you my actual answers, but I mean, it really is just specific. It's case by case basis. For me personally, just at the point I am currently, I won't record a super long script unless I'm really into it. Unless I am really into the script, unless I really like it, unless it feels so good, I won't record a script that's over 25 minutes is pushing it, but like I won't record a script. So that's typically about like 25,000 or 2500 words, something about there. So yeah, that's just that's me personally, though. That's definitely, some people prefer longer scripts, so don't take what I'm saying as gospel, because that's literally just me. And someone else could have the exact opposite feelings of me. But that's for me. That's for me. All right, I'll read this one, even though it's a meme, because it is a question. Are you still mad that the mantis shrimp can see more colors than a human? I am. I am still mad about that. I will be mad about that until my dying day or until they make mantis shrimp eyeglasses. If you don't know, the mantis shrimp has like, we have like four cones. I'm going to forget it because I haven't looked it up in a while. But we have like four cones in our eyes. And mantis shrimp have like 16 or something. I've got that number wrong. I know I do. But they've got like a bajillion more cones in their eyes than us, which means that they can see like limitless more colors than we can. We can't even comprehend what they can see. And it bothers me to no fucking end. And I've gone on many rants about this in my Twitch streams because it makes me so upset that I will never know all the colors that a mantis shrimp can see. I will never know. Fucking mantis shrimp. Assholes. Why do people call you a horse girl? Because I am a horse girl. Because I am a horse girl. That's why. Because I used to ride horses. When I was younger, I used to ride horses. I don't anymore. But I used to ride horses and I grew up rurally. I still live rurally, but I grew up rurally. So I'm a very outdoorsy person. I go fishing, hunting, camping. I don't go hunting anymore, but it was a kid I did. I go fishing, hunting, camping, all that kind of stuff. And I just happen to know a lot of horse girl things. And I like country music. So, you know, that everyone calls me a horse girl because I like country music. But I do. OK, you can't stop me. God damn it. I love my country music. I know it's not popular, but whatever. It's my thing. OK, let's see this one. With you passing a year of affiliate on Twitch and 6 months of full-time VA in like a week, how are you feeling? Wow, I didn't realize I was almost at 6 months full-time. I'm feeling pretty good. I have not figured everything out. I thought that I would have things for... this is more so on the 6 months of working for myself, being full-time voice actor. I thought that I would have much more figured out than I do, schedule-wise, and I don't. And I do know there's a question about this a little later, so I'll tackle it then. But basically, I haven't figured out my schedule yet. And so there's a lot of stress still, and I'm still working on it. But hopefully I'll be figuring that out soon and figure out something that works for me and works for you guys and gets everybody the best product, the best results, and also keeps me sane. But wow, yeah, a year of affiliate on Twitch. Holy moly, it's been a long time. How are you doing? I'm doing well, thank you. I hope you're doing well too. Let's see. What made you get into making audios? I've told this story many times, but I will tell it again for everyone that is new. About almost five years ago now, a friend of mine did GWA, and she asked me to be part of a script. Part of a audio with her. I'd never heard of GWA. I had never done any kind of voice acting before, but she asked me to be part of it, and I said I would. We didn't have a script. We didn't have a script or anything like that. We just kind of went off of, like we were in a Discord call together and just kind of improvised off of each other, off of an idea that we had. It was horrible. I will never tell anybody the name of that audio. I will never direct anybody to the name of that audio. I've purged it from my, I've purged it from my history. So you shouldn't be able to find it. It was very bad. It was very bad. Not on the fault of her or anything like that. I just was not good. I didn't know what I was doing. My first audio should not have been me trying to improv. I didn't know what the fuck to do. So it was very awkward, but, I loved the attention it got me. I loved the kind words. I loved the feeling of it. So at the beginning, I started it for the attention. I'm not going to lie. I started it for the attention and I liked the idea that people were, you know, getting off to something that I made. I really liked it. It was really empowering. And then as I did it more and more, you know, I ended up taking a break for a couple of months, because it just wasn't as, like, you know, just looking at it from the attention standpoint wasn't doing it for me anymore. I didn't, you know, really care about the attention anymore. And so I kind of took a break because I was like, whatever, you know, I don't need this. And I ended up coming back because while I didn't miss the attention so much, or at least not in the way that I, you know, liked the attention before, while I didn't miss the attention, I missed, I just dropped the lid to my, hold on. I was lotioning my hands and I dropped the lid to my lotion. Anyway, while I didn't miss the attention so much, I missed the creativity and having that outlet. And so I came back and I haven't left since. That was like 4 years ago that happened. But I haven't left since so much. There's been breaks, but, you know, haven't left. There's a two-part question, though, because they also asked, do you have any advice for a beginning script writer or a beginner Twitch streamer? Definitely two separate things. Beginner script writer, write what you like. Write what you enjoy. Go for what you want to see. Take an idea that you have that you want to see and put it out there. Format it. That's my biggest thing is, you know, I would suggest formatting it so that people have an easier time reading it. And your likelihood of getting it filled goes up. Take stock of what titles and tags look like for audios and scripts that do well. Take idea of how those are written and use that. And I think you'll do great there for script writing. For a beginner Twitch streamer, talk to yourself. You're going to start off with hardly any viewers, because everyone does. So you're going to start off with hardly any viewers or zero, but just take that time to practice talking to yourself. Just talk, because dead air is boring to anyone. And if someone comes in and you're just dead air, they're going to leave as soon as they come in because, you know, they don't want to just sit there and, you know, watch nothing. They want to watch you. So, practice talking to yourself. That's really all I can say. Okay. What exactly made you start doing erotic audios? I already did that. Oh, okay. If somebody already asked that, then how exactly do you do your erotic sounds? Oh boy. So many different things. You know, everybody knows the wet sounds techniques of, you know, cunnilingus by eating fruit or something like that. I personally don't like using fruit or any kind of objects like that. I make out with the webbing of the finger of my finger, like between my thumb and my forefinger. That's my cunnilingus sounds. Blowjobs, I use a dildo. A lot of people don't like dildos because they don't sound like skin. So a lot of people don't really like that. They prefer you to use, like, you know, their fingers or something. I go back and forth. Sometimes they sound less skin-like than normal. And so I'll go with fingers. Sometimes, you know, I really want to get, like, the actual sounds of a blowjob. So I use a dildo. I usually go with a dildo, personally. Wet sounds, like sex sounds, I lube my hands up. I get my hands super lubed up, and I clap. I clap and I, you know, squish them together and I slide them together and I make skin noises. I mean, it's all pretty obvious. Sorry to take the magic away, but it's all pretty obvious. Some wet sounds are obviously, man-made, as I was like, some are like natural, but usually if it's a role play thing, I'm making the sounds for the role play, not naturally. What is your life's theme song? Oh Jesus. What is my life's theme song? Fuck if I know. God. What is my life's theme song? I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I want to just go with a song that I like, but I don't know what my theme song of life is. A song about being lazy and laughing a lot. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I don't know what my life's theme song is. I'm sorry. Something upbeat. I think something upbeat and fun and... oh no. Something fun. Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything. Maybe a Michael Bublé song. I think a Michael Bublé gives, like, vibes for me. I think, like, Michael Bublé is a very big vibe for me. Like, the lyrics of the songs don't fit with my life, but, like, haven't met you yet. Or, fuck, the one... his one song about him breaking, the girl breaking up with him. Oh, what is it? Michael Bublé, girl breaking up. Song. It's like, It's a Beautiful Day. It's a Beautiful Day is probably my favorite Michael Bublé song. I couldn't remember the name for some fucking reason. It's such a good song. It's, and yeah, the lyrics don't hold for me, but I love that fucking song. He's very upbeat and positive, even when he's talking about breakups. Anyway, we'll go with Michael Bublé, something by him. What are you proud of, but have never had an excuse to talk about? Jesus, I always talk about myself. I usually don't have a filter when it comes to things. What are you proud of, but never have an excuse to talk about? I'm proud of accomplishing what I've accomplished. I try not to talk about it too much because I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but I mean, I make a decent living. I definitely don't make, like, I don't want to make anybody, you know, think I'm rolling in money and, you know, going, but I'm able, like, I make enough that I was able to quit my job. That's all I want in life. I don't want to be rich, and, you know, be rolling the buku bucks. But I want to be able to make enough at what I enjoy to not have to work something that I don't enjoy. And right now I'm doing it and I'm proud of that. So that's, I guess that's my thing. I think everyone kind of knows that, but I mean, that's really what I'm most proud of. What is your favorite work so far? That's not a nice question. That's not a nice question. I love my work. Fuck, I don't know what my favorite song is. Or favorite audio is. I'm not trying to think. So, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. A lot of audios are important to me for different reasons, right? God, what ones do I even have? I'm trying to think, probably ones that I've written myself. Ones that I've written myself are probably going to be my favorites. I really enjoyed, some of my safer work stuff I really enjoy. Like, I really enjoyed the first Game of Thrones safer work audio that I did. Mysterious Woman Rescues You from the Cold, I think is what it's called. Rescues You from the Snow. I really enjoyed that one. I was super into Game of Thrones, the final season at the time. So it was, like, really fun to me. My safer work alien series, Crash Landed. And I know I can already tell people are going to say, where's Crash Landed part three or part two, part three. I can't remember. Yeah, part two. Where's or part three? Where's part three? I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Crash Landed has not ended. I have it half written and I haven't. I refer to earlier when I said that I could only write when I'm passionate. I have the script for number three half written. I just haven't had the mental capacity to finish it, and I love it so much, that series, that I want to finish it right. So, and it won't end with number three either. I plan to do more, but anyway. So those two are really important to me, but those are my safer works. Besides that, for not safer work, I did one, the King and the Witch. What was that one called? That was an old one. What was it? It was a king and a witch, and she entrapped him. Let me look at my soundgasm really quick. I've done too many audios. I've done like 200 free audios. I don't remember them anymore. You know what? Actually, one of my favorite audios that I've ever done. This is very long ago. This is probably 4 years ago now. One of my favorite audios that I've ever done was Distracting You from Overwatch. Distracting You from Overwatch is probably one of my favorite audios that I've ever done. It's 4 years old. It's not like, oh God. Yeah. I just clicked on it and listened to a bit. Mic quality, horrible. Like, it's not very good. Quality wise, but God, it was good. It was so good. It had so many puns in it. I remember working really hard on like getting the sound right for like the Overwatch parts. I loved the puns in it. I had so much fun doing it. Distracting You from Overwatch was definitely one of my favorite ones. What was the witch? Price of Immortality. That was the witch and the king. Price of Immortality. That's another one that I really loved. That was another one that's like 4 years old. 3 years old. I don't, 4 or 3 years old, something like that. I'm trying to think of other ones. I mean, I have so many that I love. I don't know. There's just so many that I love. I don't think I can actually choose other ones. I know there are a lot of ones that are very loved, but those ones aren't necessarily like my favorite. Oh, Pie Baking MILF Gets Cream Pied and Glazed. That was one. An old user, Lion Stretch, he wrote it for me, I think. If I remember correctly, he wrote it with me in mind. I'm pretty sure he wrote it for me in mind and sent it to me. And that one was so fun. Pie Baking MILF Gets Cream Pied and Glazed. That one was really fun. One of the first MILF audios I did, if I remember correctly. And I really liked that one. I really liked that one. Let's see. That answers your question. That was a long answer to your question, but that answers your question. Another nice meme-y one. Ooh, I like this question. Why did you start Your Girl Daily? What is your thought process behind every Your Girl Daily audio? Thank you so much for asking this question. So for those of you who don't know, Your Girl Daily is a project I started beginning of February. I've been thinking about it for over a year, but it was a very big thing to undertake. basically, Your Girl Daily is a daily girlfriend experience audio, every day on Twitter, TikTok, and my website, yourgirldaily.com. Every day I upload an audio. It's usually about, 10 seconds to a minute long. And it's a voicemail from your girlfriend. No names. It's not attached to Lupin, in my head. So why did I start it? Because I know that there is an interest for those kind of comforting girlfriend experience audios. I personally do not feel comfortable. I've always wanted to do this, but I do not feel comfortable associating it with, not associating it, but having it tied to Lupin, as in, like, I'm doing it for you. Because I think that can, I think that's a boundary that I personally want to have. It's not me. It's your girl. It's no one. It's, you know, your girl, whoever you want it to be. If you're thinking of someone in particular, if it's just someone in your head, it's your girl. And that's a boundary for me. Because I don't want, you know, with something like that, you know, emotions get in there. Hopefully. I mean, it's supposed to draw emotions. But I don't want them being tied or something to me, you know, because it's voice acting. It's not actually me as your girlfriend, you know? So anyway, I love it. It's a passion project for me. I think it's really sweet, and I think it's a nice little warm, you know, kind of a hug every morning. That's kind of how I think of it. It's just it's a hug every morning. It's something silly or something sweet or something loving every morning. Just something to look forward to. So that's my thought process. Another meme. Has anyone recognized your voice IRL? No. I've been recognized on other parts of Reddit because I have many different alts. I've talked about this before, but I use Reddit on like a number of different like ways. And so I have a lot of different alts. And like I've been recognized on my other alts when talking about other things. And so that's always funny. I don't like hide it. I'm not ashamed of it. Everyone in my real life knows about it. So it's not like I'm trying to hide what I do. But I always find that funny. Another nice thing. Mm-mm-mm. Okay. What is your favorite thing, physical or non-physical, about yourself? Non-physical would be my personality. I mean, I guess that's too broad. My ability to laugh. I'm always laughing. It's a joke in my Twitch chat. I constantly laugh. My dog is like pacing outside my door. Hey, do you want in? No? Okay. I can hear her pacing out there, but she won't come in. My ability to laugh. I'm always laughing. I laugh constantly. So that would be my favorite thing about myself, I guess. Physical, probably my lips. I guess my lips. I like my lips. I think they're nice. Probably my lips. Are you ever not horny? All the time. Constantly. Oh my God. So often. I've talked about this a lot, but I know not everyone sees everything that I post. You know, not everybody sees everything. So, you know, like, I have an extremely volatile sex drive. I will not be horny for months. And then I'll go through a period where I'm horny all the time. So this question's actually hilarious to me because I've just like in the last week been like feeling some tinges of sex drive again. So it's hilarious that this question is there to me. But yeah, no, I really want you guys to realize that, you know, that's kind of, you know, I wouldn't say normal, but more normal than you may think. A lot of people don't always have a sex drive. And if you don't for a while, that's okay, my dude. Like, you don't have to feel weird about it or, you know, that's odd. Stuff goes on in your life and it takes away from your sex drive. 2020 has been a hell of a year. If you aren't thinking about sex all the time, that's okay. Or if you're thinking about sex more, that's okay. It happens. But yeah, are you ever not horny? Constantly. All the time. Are you going to do deep voices like the goth friend video again? That voice is so mesmerizing. Probably when it calls for it. I use voices. I don't do audios based on voices. Like, I don't think, oh, I need another deep voice audio. I do the voice that fits with the character. So if I have another character like that, that's more of like my tomboy character. So if I record tomboy goth audios, I'll probably use that voice again. I think I have a lot of audios that have a voice like that, a voice similar to it. Man, I am parched. If you had to voice a video game character, what kind of character and game would it ideally be? Oh, I would love to do more dating simulators. I'm in one dating simulator right now, and then one that's like kind of a dating simulator. I don't really know if that one would be considered. It's more like an adventure game with sex. But I like dating sims, and I'd probably be like the MILF. Probably be the MILF. I really enjoy MILF characters. They're very fun for me. Your best or favorite oral technique move? I really like licking balls while giving head. It is very difficult. Cannot do it with every penis. But when you can do it, people enjoy it. People enjoy it when you can lick the balls while sucking head or sucking dick. So that'd be my favorite move. Can't always do it, though. Would you play any type of fighting games on Twitch, like Smash Brothers, Street Fighter, Guilty Gear? Most likely, no. Out of those three, I would only play Smash Brothers, and I don't enjoy Smash Brothers. I own it, and I've played it, like, twice. I mean, it's just not really my kind of game. I just mash buttons. I don't really know how to play. How you been? I'm doing good. Favorite healthy food? Vegetables. I love vegetables. I love vegetables so much. Maybe broccoli. Maybe broccoli or Brussels sprouts. I love roasted Brussels sprouts. So good. What is your favorite thing to eat? Oh, anything. Anything. I love food. I love food so incredibly much. Anything. I've really been craving lasagna lately. I would dig a lasagna right now. I love spaghetti. I love steak. I love Caesar salads. Oh, I love salad. I love salad so much. A good salad is so good. What anime are you currently watching? None. I don't watch anime very often at all. I've probably watched about 5-6 animes before. The last anime I watched, shoot, can I message my friend really quick? What is that anime we watched called? Let's see if he'll respond. Let's see if he'll respond really called, really fast. Do-do-do-do-do. It was like about a hole. Let's see if I can Google it before he responds. Let's see if I can Google it. Anime... whole adventure. That's probably gonna get me some Made in the Abyss. Oh, it pops up. Never mind, it's Made in the Abyss. Wow, I like that I just typed anime whole adventure. That could have gotten me such a bad result. Made in the Abyss is the last one that I watched, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I bawled like a baby, but it was really good. But I have not watched I have not watched one since. I want to watch Love is War Season 2. I do. That's the one I'll probably watch next. But I only really watch anime with people, so who knows when I'll do that. What was a difficult, unexpected obstacle you encountered when deciding to go full-time with making audios? Holy crap, scheduling. Scheduling. So I'm kind of... I kind of mentioned this before, but... When I used to work my office job before I quit, for the last like 6 months of working there, I was constantly distracted. It happened before too, but for the last 6 months of it, I was constantly distracted. I wasn't paying attention to work. I wasn't doing anything. And I thought it was just because I was sick of my job. I thought it was because I wanted to quit my job so bad, but couldn't yet. And I thought it was just me being like over it, you know? I thought I was just over it. But when I quit my job, I thought that that would completely go away. I thought it would completely go away because now I'm going to be doing something that I enjoy and that I love and that's for me. And it didn't. And I was really confused by that. I was still having tons of issues getting through things. I was having tons of issues scheduling, even though I wanted to do it. I wanted to do the things and I wanted to work and I wanted to do everything. I just could not. Couldn't make myself do it. And I was really confused. And I ended up getting diagnosed with ADHD. And so I'm currently working on that with my doctor, figuring out a dosage for medication for it and figuring out methods to control it. So that is the biggest, by far, the biggest unexpected obstacle I encountered, is realizing that not only was I going through a huge life change with going full time, but I was going through a mental life change as well, with realizing how to do it, how to retrain my brain. So I'm still working on that. Hopefully, now we're in the medication stage. He just confirmed it was made in the abyss. Anyway, made in abyss, not the abyss, I guess. Anyway, so now we're in the medication stage. So hopefully it should be going faster. We should be getting closer to me getting a better schedule. But the first like 5 months of me figuring out, you know, working for myself was me talking to my therapist, trying to figure out what the heck was going on. Her, you know, realizing, you know, you're not looked at for ADHD. Me going to my doctor, him being like, oh, you got ADHD. And then me going through the process of medication. So, you know, so it's been a thing. It's been a thing. But anyway, so that's definitely the biggest unexpected obstacle, for sure. If you didn't get into voice acting, what would you have rather done as a career? Well, what I always planned on doing when I was in college was being a writer. Was either being a writer or being a writing professor. I wanted to be a college professor for creative writing. But I never ended up going to do my master's. I didn't end up doing my master's, and then life got in the way, and then I lost interest, and, you know, then here we are. Do you read erotic manga? I don't. I see, like, pictures of doujins? Are those what it's called? I'm so sorry if I'm saying it wrong. But I think they're called doujins? Doujins? I see pictures of those on Twitter sometimes, and they always look fun, but not really something I'm not really a visual person. Can you record an audio in Spanish, or at least try it? No, I'm sorry. I hope that you, I know there are amazing, 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 amazing creators who do that. I mean, off the top of my head, M Heart Damage, you know, Heart Damage does it, quite often. I would definitely suggest, you know, going to those other creators. I can't speak another language. I'm very bad at languages. If you've been around for a little while, you'll know that I'm very bad at languages. You want a little Spanish? I will say a little bit of Spanish, and you will see why that I will not record in Spanish. Because when I was in kindergarten, I learned the Pledge of Allegiance in Spanish. And that's the only thing in Spanish that I know, and I don't remember half the words to it. So please listen to this and realize how fucked up it is and know why I will not do Spanish. Juro fidelidad a la bandera de los Estados Unidos y a la República que simboliza una nación bajo Dios indivisible con libertad y justicia para todos. There you go. That's the only Spanish you're getting from me. Laugh. Laugh at how bad it was. Enjoy it. It's from kindergarten. I know it's bad. I'm fully aware. I'm so sorry. I will not be doing any audios in another language. When did you know that you wanted to do voice work? I mean, I didn't really. It wasn't like something that came over me and I was like, I need to do voice work. I guess, you know, when we go back to that, you know, time that I took a break, right, you know, a few months after starting, and I wanted to go back for creativity and not attention. That I guess is when I realized that I wanted to do voice work. Does pineapple belong on pizza? Yes. If the answer is yes, how does it feel to be a psychopath? Feels great. Tastes delicious. I love it. I love it. I love pineapple on pizza. Mmm, so good. Your audios are amazing. Thank you. How long do they generally take to crank out? You seem to produce a lot of them. Thank you. How long do they take to crank out? It depends. It fully depends on if I have a script already or if I'm writing the script. If I have the script already, then it takes maybe 30 minutes to an hour to record. 30 minutes to an hour to record, and then probably an hour to 2 hours, hour to 4 hours probably to edit. Fully depends on how much editing there is. For me personally, I have an editing style that is very minimalistic. I don't put a ton of special effects in, or Foley work in a lot. So when I'm doing something minimalistic, it maybe takes an hour. If I'm doing something that requires more, if I'm trying to like do a soundscape, then, you know, maybe closer to longer. Do you prefer making more fantastical audios or audios based somewhat in reality? Both. I can't choose. It just depends on what the, fully depends on the script. I guess I do really like fantastical ones, though. I do really like fantastical ones. But both. I love both. Is cereal a soup? No. No, I don't. You're not stewing it for a long enough time, I don't think. Like, you're not having it settle for a long enough time. I wouldn't say it was a soup. What is the most exciting opportunity you've been able to explore thanks to using voice acting? Or thanks to voice acting? Be able to be a full-time voice actor. That would be the most exciting thing, I think. What are you most proud of from the last 2 years? Again, being able to be a full-time voice actor. Being able to quit my job, a job that I've disliked for almost 7 years. I'd worked at that job for almost 7 years, and I loved my coworkers. I loved my coworkers and my company, but the actual job I hated. But I stayed there because I didn't have any career aspirations outside of that until voice acting. And because I love my coworkers. So, and my boss. Tell us something about your childhood, where you grew up, were you a happy kid, did you enjoy school? Well, I won't go into specifics about like where I grew up and stuff because I don't want to dox myself, but I grew up in a rural area at Pacific Northwest, and so I was definitely a happy kid. I enjoyed school. I was maybe not a straight A student, but an A and B student for sure. Enjoyed it. I was shy. I was a mixture of shy and extremely like outgoing, like outgoing and annoying. So, I have a lot of stories from my school years. I have a lot of stories about the dumb shit that I got into because I was an extremely, easy to walk over person. It's very shy and, easily molded. So I have a lot of stories about school. What is your favorite song and movie? My favorite movie of all time is Shawshank Redemption. I love it. I love it. I've seen it over 200 times. Easily seen it over 200 times. And what is your favorite song? This is really hard for me because I don't think I have a favorite song. But like if I think back on the songs that I've probably listened to the most... Man, I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm just going to off the top of my head say, like, Suspension by May. Oh, that's not my favorite song, but that's the one I can think of off the top of my head. Suspension by May. Or like, I don't know, man. Let's just go with that one. No, probably a Nickel Creek song. Not Nickelback, Nickel Creek. Probably a Nickel Creek song. Which one, though? Which one, though? This Side, maybe. Maybe This Side by Nickel Creek or When You Come Back Down. Which one, though? Let's just go with This Side. This Side by Nickel Creek. That's my favorite song. If you haven't heard Nickel Creek and you like folk music, look them up. I love them so much. Why is it spelled Kim? That joke, that doesn't translate to an audio. But it was a funny joke. What's a good name for a parrot? Saltine. Saltine. That was my parrot's name when I had one. I had a sun conure named Saltine. Because we thought it was a he for years and then found out it was a she. She liked saltine crackers. What's your go-to comfort food? Spaghetti, probably. I love spaghetti. What's your favorite type of content to make? I really like MILF content. I think you guys can realize I really like MILF content. It's really fun for me. Otherwise, like, fantastical, like, interesting, fun stuff. I like fun stuff. Do you like astrology? It's fun. I don't know much about astrology. I don't know if I necessarily believe in it, but it's fun. It's fun to, like, you know, relate to your sign, I guess. I don't know if I believe in it. Oh, so this is a question I saw. And this is going to be, I think this is probably going to be my only, like, serious, not fun, scolding thing. The question is, do you actually have a thirst for Wagnus? For those of you who don't know, I stream on Twitch and I stream with my friend Wagnus. I just want to say that this is an extremely inappropriate question, just all around. It's none of your business what I do in my personal life or, like, what feelings I have for someone. And it's extremely inappropriate for you to ask. Like, that's not a cool question. And then the other part is, of course, everybody thirsts for Wagnus. Everyone in the world thirsts for Wagnus. We're thirsts for Wagnus. No, I'm kidding. Wagnus is my friend. But it wouldn't matter if it was any other way. Wouldn't matter if I did. But no, Wagnus is just my friend. For real, do you really hate cats that much? I don't hate cats at all. I don't hate cats at all. I just prefer dogs. Follow-up question. If there's a cat who enjoys playing with your dogs, would you adopt it? Probably not. I don't really like cats that much. Like, they're cute, but I don't personally like them for myself. I like, if someone else has a cat, I'll pet it and cuddle it and love it, but I don't want a cat for myself. What's your question? So this is me asking, what's your question? Your sexuality? You question my sexuality? I'm bisexual. I'm bisexual. Mostly straight, but I love them titties. But I'm definitely bisexual because definitely not straight. Some of my best experiences have been with women. Some of my worst experiences have been with women, to be honest, as well. But some of my best experiences have been with women. I love tits more than almost anything. What's your question? How did you choose your mods, especially the Discord mods? How anyone chooses a mod? I don't really get the question here. I chose mods based on who is active in the community, who I have trust in, and who I thought would do a good job. This is another question I saw that I find extremely inappropriate. Why do you not read all of Twitch chat like how Ruby does? I do read all of Twitch chat. If I miss something, it's either because it's inappropriate and I don't want to read it. Or because I just didn't see it. And also because I'm not Ruby. I'm not going to run my stream like Ruby. And I don't really see the point of the question. So, sorry if you don't get the right answer here. Let's see. Would you ever perform an audio where you play a shapeshifter who morphs into other women and or full animal forms? No. No, I'm not comfortable with that. What's the most surprising new kink you found out that you liked since you started posting audios? What is the most surprising new kink you found out that you liked? I don't know. There's no kinks that I found really, like, in audio that I would do in real life or anything like that. But I do enjoy some audios based on cheating. That's something that I was, you know, obviously I'm extremely against in my personal life. But some audios based around cheating are super, super exciting. So that's one that I never really thought I would enjoy, but I definitely enjoy in audio form. Did you ever hide a sort of Easter egg in one of your audios? If so, would you like to talk about it? Technically, yes. So technically I did. It wasn't really, it's not so much an Easter egg because I told everybody that it was there. What was the name of the audio? Pandemonium, I think is the name of the audio. It's a script by Late Stage Infernalism. I love LSI. But in that, at the beginning of the audio, I wanted something to sound kind of like otherworldly, because I'm playing a demon. And so I wanted something that sounded kind of otherworldly, like a language. I know a little bit of a very tiny bit of Hebrew, Yiddish I know a little bit of Yiddish from when I was in honors choir. We had to sing songs in other languages in honors choir. And so I know just a little bit of, I think it's the Lord's Prayer. No, not the Lord's Prayer. I'm thinking of Baba Yetu. Baba Yetu is the Lord's Prayer in Swahili, I think. No, I'm thinking of, fuck, what is it? It's a psalm, I think, then. Can't remember what psalm it is. But in Yiddish, and it's Hainamatovu Manayim Shivatachim Kam Yakad. And so I said, in the beginning of the audio, it goes Hainamatov Umanayim Shivatachim Kam Yakad. But I reversed it. So it sounded like weird. I did it in reverse and that's the beginning. So you have a little Yiddish. In your thing. So there you go. There's an Easter egg. Not really Easter egg, but that was fun. How long will you keep making audios, or how long do you expect to make them? Well, this is my full-time job. I've been doing this almost 5 years, and I feel like this is just the beginning. So, you know, hopefully a long time. Hopefully a very long time. I really enjoy it. Another sweet message. What would be your top 5 things to do if there was a zombie apocalypse? Okay. One, you know, get with somebody else. Like, I wouldn't want to be alone. So I'd want to find, you know, somebody else. Two, would be, I think I would hunker down in my location. I live rurally. And so, there's not a ton of people around me. So there wouldn't really be, you know, very many people who live around me that would become zombies and like come to get me. And then there's, you know, I live rurally enough that I don't think a bunch of people would come to my area, like, or at least my specific area. So I think I would want to focus on fortifying my location. So I would stay in my house. I already have like MREs and stuff at my house. And so, you know, I would just make sure I have enough food, you know, to assess that. I focus on, like, maybe blocking my driveway or something, blocking my area, fortifying my doors, fortifying the windows, getting enough wood for a wood fire, because electricity is probably going to go out, right? I have a wood stove, so I'd want to have, like, a wood fire. Getting weapons, finding weapons, getting the, like, my fishing poles and stuff down from, like, where we keep our fishing poles, bringing them into our house so that I know I could fish, for food, stuff like that. I think I'd be pretty good as long as I was with somebody else. Cause, like, the moment the zombies came, I'd be so scared. So I would need someone else with me. But, like, I think I'd be pretty good at, like, the homesteading part of the zombie apocalypse. I'd be a good zombie homesteader. So that's what I would do. Do you have a planned audio work schedule every day? How many hours each day? Is each day dedicated to content? Or do you just go whatever you feel like during the day? As I've said multiple times now, I'm having a really bad time with scheduling right now during my ADHD. I do technically have a written guide like that of what I want to do. But I haven't been able to make myself implement it because just with everything going on, my brain is having a hard time doing it. And so, yes and no. Yes and no. How many hours do I work a day? Constantly. I'm constantly working because I can't consolidate it right now. I'm bouncing from one thing to another 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 to another. Instead of just, like, finishing one thing, I'm constantly bouncing. So I spend way too long working. Because I'm not working effectively. Since you do commissions, do you have a set amount of target amount to complete every week? I'm not going to go into that question. But I only do commissions on OnlyFans. They're currently paused right now because I'm trying to catch up. I try to work them into whatever schedule I can. I don't really feel comfortable going into the commission question. When did you realize the kinks you were into? Slowly. I was very vanilla for a very long time. And then in my 20s, I slowly started realizing more and more kinks. I'm sure I don't know all of them yet. I'm positive I don't know all of them yet. But yeah. Yeah, slowly. Slowly in my 20s. What is your favorite way for people to support you? What a kind message. What the heck? That is a very kind question. My favorite way for people to support me is just listening to my audios, commenting, sharing, letting people know about it. Letting me know what you enjoy. That's by far my favorite way. If you mean financially, whatever way works for you. Whatever way you want. Whatever way you prefer. You know, whatever makes you feel good. It is not required in any form, shape, or fashion. I will always do free content and stuff, so you never have to feel about supporting that way. But my favorite way for people to support me is just being around. Being there, you know, commenting, listening. Attention. Attention! I still love attention. Just let me know what you like. If I release an audio, I want to know you guys like it, you know? If you really like an audio, let me know. Tell me. Tell me, like, man, that was my favorite audio you've done. Because then I'm like, shit, that one was good. That one was good to somebody. You know, instead of like, oh, it was just another one. It was just another fapper. Fapper? Ew, why did I just call it that? Just let me know. Let me know. That's what I care about support. Thank you so much for that message. That was very kind. If you drink alcohol, what is your favorite drink? Especially if you're hanging out with friends relaxing. For me, you can never go wrong with a Long Island iced tea. They've recently been drinking Irish whiskey with ginger ale. Wow, yummy. I really love coconut rum. Coconut rum with cranberry pineapple juice. By far my favorite drink is coconut rum with cranberry pineapple juice. Delicious. Amazing. What's 9 plus 10? 21.
Stupid.
Do you still get unsolicited dick pics in OnlyFans DMs? If you do, do you have the option to block or cancel his membership? I think I've gotten them, but, you know, OnlyFans is kind of a different nature. Because I do dick ratings. So a lot of the times people just do a dick rating, pay for a dick rating. But yeah, I mean, of course they get unsolicited, you know, pictures. I can, you know, restrict someone if they are inappropriate. Yeah, I can protect myself. Have you discovered any new turn-ons in recent years? Not a ton. Like I said, just in the last couple months, I found that I enjoyed cheating audios, a little bit. They're still not my favorite or anything, but I was surprised to find out that I liked them. I like ones where, like, the guy is cheating. I should clarify. I don't really like it where, like, I'm the one cheating or mutual cheating. I like it where the guy is cheating. I think it's because I am in a relationship, and even in audio, I just can't, I don't know. I can't, like, I don't like it. even if it's a fantasy, I still can't wrap my head around enjoying that. How do you feel about doing Monster Girl audios? I love them. I've done tons of Monster Girl audios. Silliest request for a commission. Has anyone requested a safer work commission before? Yes, tons of people have requested safer work commissions. They're some of my favorite to do. I love them. They're so sweet. They're always the sweetest. And silliest request, there is no silly request. Everyone has their kinks. Everyone has their interests. Everyone has their fantasies. I haven't had a silly request. I've had, you know, more kinky things than expected, but nothing silly. What was the last thing to make you cry and the last thing to make you laugh? Oh my God, the last thing to make me cry. I can tell you exactly what the last thing to make me cry was. It's going to be so specific. Hold on, I've got to look it up because I don't know the actual name of the song. It's going to be so specific, and some of you guys will know what I'm talking about and be like, holy shit. And some of you will have no idea, and I'm so sorry for the people who don't have any idea. The last thing to make me cry is a song called That's What's Up by Constera. It's a song, it's like a Twitch highlight song about Mitch Jones, who's a Twitch streamer. And there's the reason it makes me cry is because there's a section in it where they have a clip, and they're showing a bunch of clips in the song, and there's a clip of the streamer Wreckful, who committed suicide about a year ago. And there's a very short clip of the streamer Wreckful in it, and it makes me cry every single time. It makes me cry every single time. Every single time. Every single time. So that is the last thing to make me cry. And what was the last thing to make me laugh? Besides something in this? Last thing to make me laugh would probably be... I was watching 1,000-Pound Sisters yesterday, which is like my... That's been like, I just discovered it last week. I'd never heard of the show before. And one of my friends told me to watch it last week. And it's so funny. Like, the women are so silly. It's like Honey Boo Boo mixed with Biggest Loser. And it's so odd. And you're just rooting for these women to, like, get their lives, you know, going and, like, get good things going for them. But they are so jovial. Like, even in the predicament they're in, they are so hysterical. They're hysterical. So I probably, like, that was the last thing that I can think of that makes me laugh. How do you feel about doing Monster Girl audios? I think I already answered that one. How can big guys like me get women to look past our weight because I have so much to offer? Well, I'm sorry you're having bad issues with that. I mean, honestly, you have to realize that some people won't look past your weight, and that's not your fault, and that's not on you. Some people have different, things that matter to them. And you just have to, realize that, you know, some people, you're just not going to, nothing you do is going to get past, you know, is going to make them get over it. And you're just gonna have to accept it and realize that it's not like a negative to you, and it sucks. But that's to go for anything. You know, that's to go for height or, you know, all kinds of things. Personality, you know, money, not, you know, job, anything. You know, someone out there is not going to enjoy it. There's always going to be people out there that don't agree with it or, you know, don't want to, you know, want to date someone specific. how can you get someone to like you? To show them your personality, you know, to try not to focus on the fact that, you know, to show them what else you have, what you have. Not what else, you have yourself to offer. That's perfect. You just got to show them what you have. And the person who's going to, you know, want someone who's a decent human being, they're going to want you. What's your sappiest and most romantic dream scenario? Oh my gosh. It's 100%. This is because I was an English major. I was an English major and I focused on like, I focused on like Regency era. It's going to be stuff like Pride and Prejudice, Emma, those kinds of, you guys, so many people already know this about me. I love those kinds of Regency era tales. So my dream scenario would be getting to live through something like that. Would be getting to just be one of those women living through these amazingly romantic and turbulent relationships and seeing it play out for me. That's what I want. That's what I want. And that was the last question. What a good question to end on. What a good question to end on. That question is so me. That question is like perfectly me. All right, guys. Holy shit. That was so many questions. That was like 80 something questions. I skipped quite a few because there was quite a few that were just like memes or just nice comments. But guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for all of the comments. All the questions. Who knows when we'll do this again? Probably another 2 years. But thank you so much. And thank you, you know, thank you for being here for me, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye, guys.